What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
When will people learn to not cross the Swifties?
Don't do it. Winning a Super Bowl, it doesn't give you the leeway to go after Taylor Swift.
And yet, CJ Gardner-Johnson took a shot at Taylor Swift for not being, quote, thick enough.
Oh.
He went full Desus and Mero.
No.
Do you know the line?
Well, and that's the thing. If you can't go and rip off somebody else's joke, too.
That's the thing. For those that are unaware, it was the...
At Taylor Swift on the internet.
They did the pyramid game. And it was Desus and Mero, the old Showtime hosts. And Taylor Swift was the thing that they had to come up with.
This is bad.
And he goes, she's got a really long back.
Oh.
And he's immediately, Taylor Swift, immediately, Taylor Swift. And they got murdered.
Yeah.
By the Swifties.
Swifties, they don't mess around, dude.
But I mean,
they do not play.
It was hilarious how quick the connection was made.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh boy. Yeah. Oh boy. So Gardner Johnson kind of went down the same path. And it wasn't that he just got, you know, annihilated on social media. His mom has a restaurant and the Swifties are review bombing it.
See, that's dirty work, though.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that to a small business owner that, yeah, she may have raised CJ, but she didn't deserve that. The employees of that restaurant don't deserve that. You know, like, don't go after their business because one guy made a stupid remark about the person that you don't know, but you are a fangirl or fanboy of.
No.
Don't. I hate that.
Yeah, no, it's nasty stuff. She owns a restaurant called King's Grill, and there's all these reviews that are terrible customer service, below average food, one star, one star, one star, one star, one star, one star. So they are review, like, worst food and service in my life. The chicken was raw. They should close it down for putting people's lives at risk. I mean, it's just like...
That's not good.
It says all of these one-star reviews within an hour of each other, and they're all made with girls' names.
That sucks.
So... Nasty stuff.
That is. In the Swifties, we get it. You love Taylor Swift.
The cult-like hives.
Bayhive. The Swifties.
And yeah. Players, too. Like the Muses.
What's that South Korean boy band, NTSB? Is that what they are?
NTS?
I don't know. I think there's B in there. I don't know.
It might be BTS.
There we go. BTS. NTSB is like the
National Transportation Safety Board.
Yes. Yeah. So, like, all of the stands of the National Transportation Safety Board, they really need to be put in check.
Yeah.
BTS, though, yep, yeah. That
the K-pop
boy band
groups, like,
yeah,
it's It's cult without the murder.
Well, I mean, we haven't gotten there yet.
I mean, it was like,
we haven't gotten there yet.
Like the obsessive, always online behavior of those communities is just, it's gross, to be honest. Like, I get like loving a thing and being so like, I am, you are, but not to that extent.
No,
like that's,
I don't think there's anything I care about that much, except for my family.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wouldn't go and like carpet bomb the review.
No,
no, I wouldn't do that.
No, you're messing with people's lives.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
All because somebody said somebody that you like isn't thick enough.
No, her son said that.
Yeah.
Like, I know a bunch of great parents that have turd kids.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to go.
It's not her. It's usually not their fault, totally.
Yeah. No, I mean, don't go blame my parents for me. It's like when parents have a family raises a serial killer. You know, it's like don't blame the parents. Well, always.
Well, yeah. I mean, there is some culpability there, but don't ruin her business because he said something you don't like.
Now, if they put the kid in a cage for 10 years, you know, growing up, then yeah, okay.
I'm going to go out and get ahead of this. Taylor Swift is beautiful. How about that? Like the Swifties, though. I don't think my niece, who I've talked about, both of my nieces, big Swifties. Actually, two of my nieces. I have multiple. But two of my nieces are big Swifties, and I remember one of them, which I don't think she is posting these bad reviews. I will ask her though. She's like, Taylor's got a new album coming out. And I said, oh, she got dumped again? That I actually had to do some work to repair that relationship after that. It did not go over well.
I'll tell you right now, the look on Taylor Swift's face during that game, it looked like she was about to write an album.
Hey, maybe there is one. We have some bangers coming out of that Super Bowl loss. You know, heartbreak, man.
Yeah, it's a different kind of heartbreak.
And yeah, down in NOLA.
Now is she gonna change it up and go full hip hop? Do the anti Beyonce?
Maybe. Well,
turn Travis Kelce back into hip hop.
They have like a Legends of Country mural in Nashville. They removed Taylor Swift from it. Yeah,
they add Beyonce.
They took her. No,
country album of the year.
She has not been added to it.
Country album of the year.
I want to say it was maybe Brad Paisley that they covered her up with, which is a move.
Yeah,
but country legends though. It's like Legends of Country mural. Like they're all like at a bar having drinks together.
It's like dogs playing poker but playing country.
T Swift, she's out. They're like, you're not country enough anymore.
I mean, she's pop.
You used us to get to pop. Maybe they'll replace her with Post Malone eventually, who went the opposite, just like Beyonce.
That transition's been very interesting. The face tattooed rapper migrating to country.
Yeah. I like Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll doesn't have a genre. He just bounces back and forth. It's great.
No, it's... I was having this conversation, shout out Casey Holdall, who said that there was a very distinct crossover in fans with Jelly Roll. Like, you could be at a Stained concert, and Jelly Roll could play there, and you'd have a lot of crossover. And I was like, I think that has more to do with Jelly Roll than it does Stained, because I think Stained is a different... They're not the same.
No, but he could be the buffer between, like, if you have, like, a benefit concert, right?
It's like the old Family Values Tour when you used to have, you know, Killswitch Engage, Stained, Korn, Limp Bizkit. I know. I went to the show in 99. And then all of Wu-Tang Clan and Ice Cube.
Hell yeah, Wu-Tang.
Like, it was supposed to just be Method Man and Redman. I will never forget the show. But
all 19?
Everyone showed up on stage, and it was like, oh my God, why is there 25 people on the stage with a microphone right now?
Mm.
It was absolutely bonkers.
That is awesome.
It was, oh my God.
I love Wu-Tang Clan.
Look, you're talking, this is dating me, but also, this was like the peak of Wu-Tang Clan, Korn, Limp Bizkit, Stained, like this, all of them probably their highest. It was the most turned up show I've ever seen in my entire life.
Hmm. This is an interesting one.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to F with.
No. I had this question too, because the first band that popped into my brain was Insane Clown Posse. Could Jelly Roll be a buffer for ICP?
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring training and opening day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to the late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I could see dudes in JNCOs spinning glow sticks while getting down on some ICP.
Yeah, you want to talk about a cult.
Oh, yeah. That was, ICP that was one of the first ones.
They are a real cult.
Have you ever seen that video? It pops up every now and then. It was like one of the original like viral YouTube videos of the ICP like rave under the street bridge.
No.
I'll find it for you in the break. And it's like, yeah, that was a time.
Do you think like any of the clown posse... You look like any of those ICP fans, like they're like lawyers and they have like
100%.
Yeah. It's 100%. Just like, what do you do on the weekends? Paint my face like a clown and go wear JNCOs and beat people up?
Honestly, how
like,
different what? Is how is it how you different is what? It from the Kiss heads?
A lot different.
Is it though?
Yeah. Kiss heads aren't
throwing on the makeup and tight leather and 6-inch heels.
Like, yeah, but they're not going out and like fighting people.
I mean,
you know?
I mean, but it's still a level of weirdness.
It is. Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We used to have Wu-Tang Wednesdays. I liked Wu-Tang. I love Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh,
it's great.
It ain't nothing to bleep with.
Yeah. Just a rap crew that likes, you know, kung fu movies.
Did you see Method Man? I think we talked about it on the show. Yeah, we did. Method Man, the charges were dropped.
Yeah.
For beating up his girlfriend's ex-boyfriend.
At a Crunch Fitness.
Uh-huh. Look, I don't. If you haven't kept up with Method Man found HGH.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he was a big dude to start with, but yeah. He is jacked now.
Yeah.
Not something you want to bleep with.
No.
That's kind of how I
go
down that path.
All right. Or nor are the Swifties.
No.
They'll fight you with
hell
the internet.
Hell hath no fury like a Swiftie scorned.
Yeah.
Because you cross one, you cross them all, and there's like.
Now, does like millions. Yelp, do they go in and like their algorithm has to realize that like, okay, we're getting
bombed.
A bunch of 1-star reviews and it's out of character for this business to be getting these. And do they wipe all those out?
I don't know about that.
They should.
I mean, you think, but.
Yeah.
You know.
They need to internet that better and fix that.
Use AI.
Uh-huh. Allen Iverson.
There you go. Get him in on this.